Dismissed. I'm ready to minister. Hallelujah. But I realized in other countries, and I've been to Mexico and it wasn't too bad over there, but witchcraft and all kind of sorcery and all of that we don't see a lot of here in Bluntsville, especially, hallelujah, you know. But all that stuff is real. And over there, they serve other gods. They worship other gods. They worship rats. You can't kill rats. You can't hurt rats, you know. And they worship other gods that are not gods. There is but one true living God. And he brought his people out of all of that bondage over here into a land called the United States of America, where they could by themselves get together like we are and worship God. And I praise God for our Father today. I praise God for it because the Bible says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. If you're sitting in this service right here and you're not walking with God, you're not free. If you're going to walk with God, freedom is in the walking with God. I mean, you just get freer and freer. Your light gets brighter and brighter. Your life will get more enriched and fuller as it goes. If the life won't be able to take you down and crush you and make you feel like you are a nobody. See, the Lord says you are a somebody. You're created in the image and likeness of God. To some, brainwashed Travis back there, started to school, you know, and that best big on that evolution, just bang, all of a sudden, and there you was, and you evolved from a monkey and all kind of garbage, you know. And I thought, that's not what my Bible says. My Bible says I came out of God, that I'm created in the image and likeness of God. And so I started telling Travis, you're created by the Maker. You're created in the image and likeness of God. So when they told him that in school, he said, nope, I'm made in the image and likeness of God. You know what we were doing? We were skillfully putting the Word in our son. We were skillfully doing it. We were on purpose doing it. And you know what? He don't think he come from a bang. He thinks he is a bang sometime, but he's not. He thinks he's a bang sometimes, but he's not. But you know what? What was I doing? What was we doing? We were skillfully using the Word of God. How many knows we can get skillful in the Word? God wants us skillful in the Word of God. He wants me skillful. When sickness attacks me, he don't want me to run to the doctor every time. I'm not anti-doctor. I just went to two or three the other day. You know, but he wants me to go to 1 Peter 2:24 first. Be skillful in the Word of God. He wants me go turning to it, that it's my food. The Bible says that the Word of God is our food. It's our medicine. Hallelujah. It's medicine to all of our flesh. He wants me skillful in that. Well, if I don't read that and meditate on that and know that, then all I'm going to do is turn to anything that's available other than that. And how many knows there's nothing no more powerful according to Hebrews 4:12 than the Word of God? The Bible says in Hebrews 4:12, the Word of God is quick. It is living. It is alive. It is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It goes down to the dividing asunder soul and spirit and bone and marrow. And it is a discerner of the thoughts that I have. It helps me discern where these thoughts are coming from, whether they're coming from me or God. Every thought is spiritual. Every thought is spiritual, good or bad. If I have a thought to hate somebody, it's spiritual. If I have a thought to fight somebody, it's spiritual. If I have a thought to walk in this love that Teresa just so wonderfully brought out to us, I shall not be moved. Love of God, you might slip, you might stumble, you might make a mistake, but love, when you're going to walk in love, you'll just bear right back up and you'll come right back up and you won't be affected by even your stuff. But God wants us skillful in the Word of God. He wants us very skillful in the Word. had a guy one time told me, he said, you know what? He said, that Bible will brainwash you. And I went off and I thought, good Lord, I don't want to be brainwashed. I knew some people kind of been brainwashed. You know, and I got to thinking about it. You know, the Bible says for me to renew my mind, right? Put on the mind of Christ. And as I read these scriptures, I thought about it. I thought, you know what? The life that I've led myself for 27 years, I need my brain washed. I need to be washed by the washing, by the water, by the Word. Washing by the water, by the Word. Come on, somebody. I don't make myself walk holy. He makes us holy as we do it. We can't straighten, keep ourselves straightened up, guys. Right? We walk by the Spirit. We walk by faith. We walk by confidence in God. I really don't have a lot of confidence in the Word. But I do have a lot of confidence in the God that give me the Word. Right? The Word is nothing without God. You might as well have a Reader's Digest. You might as well read the news. You might as well keep the news on. You're going to get more contentment out of that. But when we have a relationship with the Lord and we ask the Holy Spirit to quicken the Word, when we read the Word and meditate, make it real to me, God. Make it real just like you did with Peter, that Jesus was the Christ. Revelation came to Peter. He's walking with Jesus. He was walking with Jesus. So we need to be skillful in the Word of God. Hallelujah. I've had people, they told me one time, I had people over the years, the world's going to tell you, and Christians that don't believe nothing. I know Christians that believe nothing. They believe more that the devil can do than what God can do. That's just because they've not went deeper and got under some good teaching and ministering and praying. How many know we need to pray? We need to fast. Hallelujah. We need to draw closer to the Lord. And then He begins to reveal His Word. The psalmist David, he said, I believe it's Psalms 119, 105. I believe it is. I think we got that in bed. He said, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. And I read that one time, you know, and I meditated on that. I said it till I didn't have, I know where it's at without going to it. I said, God, Your Bible. God, Your Bible is going to be the guide for my marriage. God, Your Bible is going to be the guide for me raising my son, God. I didn't know hardly any of the Word. I said, I don't know how to be a man. I don't really know how to be a father. But Lord, Your Word is going to be a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Hallelujah. So, so I used that scripture right there. God's Word is a lamp to Scotty. God's Word is a light to my path. Because how many knows I don't know the full will of God. And the Bible says that me and you are not ignorant of Satan's devices. Now you need to meditate on that just like you do getting money. Right? I'm not ignorant of Satan's devices. I'm not ignorant of Satan. Go in there and find that scripture, praise God, and meditate on that, glory to God, and then use it. You're skillful in that when you do that. Then when the enemy's trying to move, you pick up on it all of a sudden. Why? Because you done got that Word in there. You're skillful in that Word. And when Satan's coming through deceit, whatever the case might be coming, you will smell it. Well, maybe not smell it. I hate defeat. I hate poverty. I hate sickness and disease. It didn't come from God. None of it came from God. The Bible says all good things come from God, right? That's my word. I like that. Travis brought me a scripture the other day and he said, Dad, have you read this scripture? Did you know this scripture? And I've read it and I said, I know it. I've read it a few times. I said, but I've never preached it. I told him, I said, that's mine. I read it this morning. I'm meditating on that scripture over there. Because it says I'll live my life out in prosperity. Because I reverence God. Because I walk with God. That I'll live my life out in prosperity. Don't you want that? One translation there says, I will lead you in my ways through my word, and you'll live your life out in prosperity. I'm living it. You're living it. You might not have, you might feel like you don't have nothing. You might feel like you're not going to make it. You might feel like there's no way you can be who God wants you to be. You might feel like there's no way you can do what God wants you to do. But you ain't talking about a dead God. You're talking about a God that says, take my word and meditate on it day and night. According to Joshua 1 over there, he said, meditate on my word day and night. He said, then you will make your way prosperous. Then you, why? Because you will begin to see the ways of God. You will begin to reveal, you'll begin to see the thinking patterns of God. You'll begin to realize that God's always thinking about you. That God wants you thinking about Him. God wants you walking with Him. It's not about, Christianity is not about a bunch of rules and regulations. It's about a relationship with a God that took care of everything and put it in love and said, walk in this and you fulfill everything. Give me the next one, Beth, to see if that's what I want. That's not what I want. That's not what I want either. Let me see. It's that Corinthians. You may not have seen it. I didn't highlight it. But it's Hebrews 5, I'm sorry. Whether you got it or not. Hebrews 5, 13 and 14, I think. Yeah. It says, for everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a baby. How many knows that you can be unskillful in the word? And babies, I'll throw words at Aubrey and them, they're like, Papa! Why? They're babies. They don't understand being skillful in the word. They don't understand that. They don't need to. They're babies. Papa's taking care of them. I pull out the sword of the Spirit on the devil around them all the time. I do the battling. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, why are they unskilled? They're babies. Paul even told that bunch when he went on, he told them, I wanted to come to you. He said, I got to come back and teach you the basic principles of the oracles of God over again. He told them, y'all will have to be taught this again. And I thought, man, they once knew it. They once did it. You know, and they once walked in it. I don't know what happened, but he said, but strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use, somebody say, I got to use the word of God. I went in there when I turned on TBN and I'm 27 and a half years old. And I can't believe that God can do what these people on TV is telling me. And I thought, man, they're just after your money, so I go get my Bible. And I turn in the Bible and see if my Bible is saying what them people are saying. And then I thought to myself, they're not going to get none of my money, but I'm going to listen to their preaching. Johnny, they're not going to suck my money out, but I'm going to listen to this preaching and see what's going on. Before you know it, it got in me, Johnny. Before you know it, I'm like, oh, glory to God. We got to give to that ministry. We got to give to that. What happened? It was coming alive because I started using it. To the point to where I jumped up off of the couch one night in my boxers and took my wallet that didn't have no money in it, but God, and I took it up and they're talking about they marched around the walls of Jericho 7 times, and on the 7th time they began to shout and the walls went down. They didn't just crumble. I mean, these were walled cities. A miracle happened. And so I run around my trailer 7 times prophesying to that broke wallet. That sucker ain't empty today. And you know what? I was doing it because of the faith that was coming of me paying attention to what I was hearing. How many knows faith comes by hearing? How many knows unbelief comes by hearing? Fear comes by hearing. Unbelief, doubt, and unbelief. And how many knows Jesus couldn't do anything? Good to see you, Zach. Glory to God. Give the Lord a hand clap. He's in the house today. Hallelujah. That's awesome. Praise God. Hallelujah. Makes you want to shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Right? Yeah. Hallelujah. That's awesome. I guarantee you're happy. Kid coming to the house of the Lord today, hallelujah. That's awesome, praise God. Praise God. We calling you, been praying, calling you in. Calling you from the north, south, the all of y'all that's out there watching, sucking up Facebook for us, hallelujah. We appreciate you watching in. But we're going to have you in the service. Because we're believing not by might nor by power, but we're believing the Spirit of the Lord's going to move on you out there in TV land, hallelujah. You're going to have this strong, uncontrollable, set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control, right? Set it in our God, going to set a fire. Hallelujah. I thank God, Preston, he set a fire in me 30 years ago, and I've tried to put it out, and it won't let me. I've tried to backslide and did and all that, and just ain't no fun no more. Hallelujah. I mean, I've tried to walk away from God, and I felt like, man, there's nothing to turn back to what happened. He lit a fire that we sang in. It's already in us. Hallelujah. But go ahead and stir it up. Lord, stir it up. Pour it out on us, Lord. Pour more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You think he's not going to answer our cries and our praises and our worship? I believe he is. I believe he's going to ignite us. I believe that I'm going to go deeper in the things of God. I believe that I'm going to receive more revelation than I've ever had for the task that's ahead to raise up and train the body of Christ. Hallelujah. And that's y'all. I'm telling you how to get wealthy right now so you can supply the kingdom. Well, I mean, we don't need it. If we build a building this big, maybe 150, 200,000, whatever, you know, and I used to look when I come back here, I had a bucket right here, and all of this right here, and we had started on that. I had $300 to start this church. All I had was the word of the Lord. I mean, that's all Peter had when he walked on water. He said, Lord, if that's really you, bid me to come. Well, he said, come, and it supernaturally. That's why you need a word from God in your circumstances. It'll happen. Whatever he says will happen, see? Now, Peter could have jumped out of the boat and drowned. But he inquired of the Lord. Well, I sat here on a bucket and all of this, no ceiling and floor all out, and just, I mean, just, and I couldn't sit here very long. I'd get discouraged. You ever been discouraged because you want to do something for God and can't seem to find a way to do it? See, that's when you got to go deeper, because he ain't wanting you to do it. He's wanting you to catch the vision and run with it. And then he'll do all of the supernatural stuff. I would get up and I would go out, and then I'd start singing songs to the Lord, because I'm discouraged because I can't see how I can do it because we don't have the money. And then I was upset with my church because I knew their building fund, they'd been believing, and then I'd get up and take an offering, anointing come on me, and it would double and all that, and they had $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, and I'm upset with God, and I'm saying, God, they could have given me $10,000. I was faithful for 8 years to that ministry, and blah, blah, blah. When I got done pulling on people like Teresa was talking about, I was only thinking about me and this church and how I served them and served with them and laid my life down. You got to watch all that demonic stuff. I got done with all of that, and the Lord spoke to me. The Lord said, I didn't tell them to give you nothing. He said, I didn't tell them to come down here and build this ministry. He said, I didn't tell them to come pastor this church. See, God ain't telling everybody else, live for Jesus for me. I'm going to pray for you and lift you up so you can live for Jesus. No, you can live for Jesus by one choice. The power of God comes on you when you decide to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. When you decide to walk with Him, it may take you a while to walk out of stuff that's been had you bound for a long time, but you just keep walking, and the Bible says that the Word is a lamp to your feet and a light to your path, and God knows how to direct your path to get you loose from everything that you think that you can't do the will of God doing. God said, I didn't. I said, well, Lord, he said, I want you to believe me. How many knows we have to believe the impossible sometimes? We have to look at impossible in the face. My house won't never get paid off. I mean, I've run across people when the interest rates went up, their bill went up $200 or $300. I said, he's the same God. He's the same God when it was $300 cheaper as he is now. If he supplied before then, he'll supply the increase if you won't whine. If you won't look at it and say, but my God shall supply all of my needs. That's what Paul said to the Romans. He told the Romans, but my God. Why? He was a giver. You got to be a giver. See, I thought, give me, not build this church. But you know what? I found out that faith is a better way. I mean, he brought it in. He told us to sow, told us to give, told us where to give and all of that stuff. Praise God. But his word, the my God will supply all of my needs according to his riches. I hung on that. See, he was teaching me to be skillful in the Word of God, using the Word of God whenever the Holy Spirit is leading. Had a guy one time in the wrong spirit, was doing some work here and some people was helping. And this, my brother, one of my natural brothers, and he is over here helping, and he had had a cheer or two or something, whatever it was. And so then one of the members of the church goes over to him, and I could hear the conversation and said, you know, the Bible says give, and he wanted the cheer. Give, and the Lord said, he's not saying that. I'm not saying that. He said, that's not out of my spirit. He said the word quoted in its time is good, right? Yeah. In its season, when it's supposed to be. That's when the word's good. And the more skilled we are in the word of God and with our relationship with the Lord, the more that we will know what word we need to use when we're in our situation. Might not be nothing our mind is thinking of the word that we need. Well, Lord said, that's not me. And so out of love, that brother, well, you know, I mean, I wanted the chair, but, you know, you can have. Give him the chair laid down here until it fell apart and I threw it away. After manipulating with the Word of God, how many knows that's what Satan did to Jesus? Tried it. He was quoting Psalms to Jesus. Satan was in Matthew chapter 4. Go read the story. That's when I learned reading that about Jesus, because back then they had the bracelet WWJD. What would Jesus do? And they were talking about smoking and drinking. You got to quit cussing, and they used that WWJD in that kind of light. But the Lord asked me one time, he said, what would I do? I thought, man, you're casting out devils. Jesus is casting out devils, healing the sick. So I turned it around and used it to my advantage. What would Jesus do? Well, I was reading in there, and that's when I started realizing that Jesus, we're supposed to do what Jesus done, right? We're supposed to be imitators of Christ, right? We're supposed to do like Christ, right? We don't need to just look at ourselves and say we've got all these flaws and blah, 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 and condemn ourselves and don't go after God. Go after God and he changes all of that into our life and brings out righteousness. Not by might nor by power. We have to make choices and cry out to God and all of that. I'm not saying that. But anyways, I realized that Jesus was quoting. When I started cross-reference studying, I realized that Jesus was quoting Deuteronomy 8:3 when he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God shall man live. Jesus was skillfully using Deuteronomy 8. And so when the enemy attacks your life or my life sometimes, well, that's why we need to know the Word of God. We need to study the Word, meditate, get books, read books, get books that you don't, that are good, you know, so that you're well trained in knowing the Word of God. And then you can skillfully use the Word of God. Hallelujah. And God, the Holy, didn't the Bible say that he watches over his Word to do what? That it performs itself, right? Well, what if you ain't got no word to watch over? If you ain't got no word to watch over, I try not to listen to preaching to get spiritual. That's dumb. I listen to preaching to hear. Looking on the inside. God, if there's anything in here, God, these nuggets in this preaching, God, I can have some head knowledge, but God, but quicken it to me. Quicken it on the inside. Because when that inside revelation comes to you, I'll never be broke again another day in my life. You can get mad at me if you want to. I can't help it. Talk to God. I didn't write the Bible. Right? He said in John 10:10, he said, the thief comes to steal your stuff, to kill you, to destroy you. But Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundant. What does that mean? I went and studied it. I know somewhat of what it means. To the full, it means to the full. Your life is to the full. Till it overflows. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. If you go and study that in Greek, that's what it means. To the full, till it overflows, nothing missing. And so I thought, glory to God, He made me rich spiritually. Praise God, I'm not supposed to be broke. If I need to buy somebody a car, I should have the money to buy it. If I need to pay somebody's house off, I was telling Travis the other day, I said, yeah, there's this guy I didn't like down in Bucksville, stopped into the post office. This is when I was 28 or 9. I said, you know, and he was complaining about he's going to lose his trailer, $288 a month. And I thought, I would help him, but he won't work. One of them thugs down here, you know, won't keep a job. You know, I'm working hard every day, and I ain't giving him my money. And God spoke to me, and he said, why don't you pay it for him? And I thought, oh, man, not him. Get somebody else that would pay you back if you loaned it to him. And the Lord said, well, to sow it as a seed to make sure you're never late on your payment. And I thought, man, we can't afford to do that right now. We can't afford to do it. Ain't that the way we do in church? I can't afford that. I can't afford to give $20, Lord. Lord, I know you want me to help Zach back here, but I can't afford it. Nah. See, you want people that are faithful when God tells them to give you something. You want them faithful. You want them to obey the Lord. You want them because you're believing for things. And so you got to put that out in your life. Because the Bible says, I will reap what I sow. Galatians 6:7. See how the word can help you be skillful in that? Not ignorant of what's going on. And sometimes your delay is because people don't answer and do what the Lord says. I've not done it before. And they suffered. Praise the Lord. But I was telling Travis, I told him, I said, I went ahead and paid that. I said, to my knowledge, I've never was late on that. But one time when I bought Travis Christmas gifts, when I knew in my spirit that I shouldn't buy him Christmas gifts, it was my house payment. I knew, but I overwrote it. Took me a little while to get caught back up, Dave. I never did that again. I thought, Christmas comes around again. Black God, I'm not going to be moved by my emotions. Never again on that. I'm not going to get myself in trouble over my emotions. Because my house payment was tied to Doris and them. And I was late and I was like, oh my God. Whew. Well, she can't do nothing now. I believed it in. We paid it off early. And what I'm telling you, praise God. And I used the Word of God and became skillful in some areas in the Word. See, the Word of God is principles that the Holy Spirit, if you want it, if you seek Him, if you get off of just seeking God for your needs. I mean, don't be need-minded all the time. I need this. God, I need this. God, I need this. God, I need this. God, I need... There's nothing wrong with telling God your needs, but get down and praise Him for the supply after you do that. Go to another level. He said, but strong meat, deeper things, growing spiritually, belongs to them who by reason of you have their senses exercised, discern both good and evil. See, and I made a distinction, thing. Me and Preston went in business together back in 94, I guess it was, or whatever. And he knew about garage doors. I knew nothing about garage doors. But the more I worked with him and he showed me, before you know it, I became more skillful and more skillful and more skillful doing garage. I'm one of the best. 30 years later, I am the door king. And my guys under me, I got them believing they're kings. Keith come in, and I mean, he just felt like he was nothing, nobody. And I've always had to hold Travis back because he gets high-minded. You know, I didn't have that problem because we taught him in the Word, and he was somebody, and, you know, and all of that. And Keith, he's back there, you know, and I said, hey, yeah, I said, you're a door king. I said, I brought you from a door queen, and now I'm making a king out of you. You're a door king, you know. And then I asked him one day about, I don't know, I'd say that pretty often. Why? Faith comes by hearing. Encouragement comes by hearing. Yeah. I didn't even want him on the scissor lift. The dude is in high gear, in low. I mean, he's just, you know, and all of that, you know. But anyways, I asked him one day, I said, when he seen how we do, and now you got to remember, I asked the Lord, God, I thank you today for your grace to help us get these jobs done quick, God. I thank you for your anointing that destroys yokes and lifts burdens. I thank you that your word says in Romans 8:28, I'm doing that skillful in the word of God, that you work all things together for my good. Now I'm relying on God to come on us and help us do our job. Ain't that what you're doing at work? Let's don't leave God just in the church. Let's take him out there on the faith in God. We ain't got no trouble. If you're motivated by the faith of God, the Word of God, skillful in the Word of God, you're praying and seeking the Lord, spending time with God. Hallelujah. I mean, when something comes up in your life, you ain't got to get in faith. You're already in faith. You're already up. You already are. Glory to God. No weapons formed against me will prosper. But it says that they have they've been working out. Well, you can master the Word of God. I mean, I wouldn't sit on a job knowing what I know now and say, well, this $16 an hour is all I'll ever make. Or I wouldn't sit here without a job where God can't bless the works of my hands. I want something to be doing. I want to be doing something. How many knows God can't bless nothing? I was one of the biggest quitters. Job, I get mad, I just quit. I got saved. Then on the inside of me, I thought, glory to God, I'm not going to be a quitter no more. I'm just not going to. I heard the Holy Spirit say one day to me, He said, quitters never win, but winners don't quit. Winners don't quit. And so I thought, glory to God, I'm never quitting the job again. I'm going to be faithful to this job. I'm going to quit stealing from this job. I'm going to quit pulling off the side of the road and taking naps and stealing money. And right? So then I started getting speeding tickets by the state trooper nearly. Where you doing? What's your hurry, boy? I said, they're behind. Because I found the scripture in there. Scripture's what's begin to change my life. I seen the scripture, it says, do your work as unto the Lord, not men pleasers, not pleasing men, not to satisfy your boss, but do it as unto the Lord. Right? Yeah. And so I thought, oh, man, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. So I set out, I'm wide open. I even went to one of my guys, one of the ones over me, and I said, hey, man, I said, that truck won't run but 65 miles an hour. I said, can we go down there and let them turn it up a little? I'm wanting to haul more doors, Johnny. And I thought, what are you, stupid? I'm thinking, this thing's making me backwards from what I was. Used to, I'd kind of judge my time, and I ain't going to back to get the next load. You know, let them other sucker, lazy suckers up there that don't want to do nothing do something. Come on, somebody. God was saying, nah, you go do it all. Just go haul another load. So I'm doing all I can. And I thought, man, I'm going to be the best that I can be for God. God, I'm not a quitter anymore. And the more that I did that, the more that the Holy Spirit began to bring things up in strength and faith till I sawed my leg with a chainsaw, had to have a bunch of stitches, and I felt like I was backsliding, staying at home when I needed to be at work. So I called my boss up, and I thought, man, what are you, stupid, man? I used to lie to go in. I'm sick. I call in sick. Call in sick. I'm not going, you know. Now I'm like, man, I got an excuse now. I got a doctor's excuse now, and I still ain't wanting to call in. What was happening? That transformation That transformation that takes place in our life, that's how we let our light shine. It don't say shine. It says let it shine. We learned that in Sunday school. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. We need to bring that back to them kids. Because back yonder I heard that, them little kids, and I'm like, oh, Jesus, I got under conviction. I'm like, oh, man, I got to let it shine. Well, you know what? My boss called me up there later. It's the transformation, see? And people's told me, you ought not tell so many stories. Well, all Paul had was his testimony, wasn't it? I was in locks and buns. I was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. I was this and that, trained up in the law, Roman law. And he said, I count it all as dung. That I might know him and the power of it, that I might attain to the resurrection. He counted all that as nothing. I told him, I said, all I've got is my testimony. I said, that's all I've got. I get skillful in the Word of God. I trust God. I meditate on the Word of God. God brings revelation up in my spirit, just a quickening. How many knows the Bible says if the Spirit raised Jesus from dead lives in you, He will quicken you? Romans. He'll quicken your mortal body by His Spirit. Well, he called me up. He said, what happened to you? I said, I thought something, if somebody told on me or something, you know. And I said, I don't know what you're talking about, Jack. He said, you're totally different. He said, you're just different, something different about you. He said, what is it? And I said, he was a deacon, I reckon, saved. I said, I don't know. I said, I just got saved is all that happened. I was like, it ain't no big deal, man. I just got saved. I'm trying to do better now. But see, it wasn't that I was trying to do better. He was transforming my life, and I couldn't even see the change that was taking place in my life until somebody said it. Praise God. See, you're already victorious. If you're here and you've not surrendered to Jesus, you are at the mercy of the world and the devil. You are, the Bible says, you are without God and you are don't have the hope we have. You are without hope in this world right here. Praise God. But all you got to do, it's like we said the other day, and I was talking to some folk there, and one of them says, yeah, I'm Catholic, and the other one, you know, they said some stuff. And I was sitting there and I said, ain't none of y'all going. I said, even Faith Way Christian Center ain't going. It's not going to heaven. They both looking at me and I'm like, boast on your denomination. Boast on that. That's what's going to get you there. You've been dunked in water. That ain't going to get you there either. You bought somebody, you quit stealing. That's not what gets you there either. I told them, I said, there ain't but one bunch going. I said, there's no Methodist, there's no Faithway Christian Center, there's no Catholics, there's no Church of Christ. I said, it is the washed in the blood of Jesus Christ that has accepted Jesus, that sacrifice that Jesus made on that cross, and His life is what gets us into heaven. There's no other denomination under heaven where men might be saved. Name. Right? Hallelujah. But there's no other religion on this planet that carries the power that the kingdom of God does. We're the most, the body of Christ worldwide is the most powerful force on this planet. Our government is not as powerful as the body. We have supernatural access to God. We have the Word of God, which is living and powerful. We have the Holy Spirit that leads us, guides us, teaches us, ministers to us, helps us, and we got each other. And the Bible says, any two touch anything on this earth. That's the Word. Jesus said, if me and you walk with Him, abide in Him, and His Word abides in us, we will ask Him what we want to, and it'll be done for us. I'm asking God that every one of you, praise God, be debt free. I'm asking God to bring you out in abundant above. I'm asking God, hallelujah, God, show yourself real to them like you did us as they sow their seeds, God. You're not a respecter of person, God. We learn to sow. We learn to give. We learn to obey you and walk with you in that, God. And God, all of our supply was in our obedience. The Bible says in Isaiah 1:19, told him, he said, if you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. Then the Lord told me one time that my business was not doing anything, and he said, seek first the kingdom. And I thought, well, I am. I reckon I'm pastoring every Sunday morning. And then I thought, go down there to work at the church. I didn't have that thought, but I didn't really realize it. So I'd come down here, and every time I would start doing something for the kingdom, my phone would begin to ring. I mean, work would begin. And I thought, that was a coincidence. And I thought, nah, there's no coincidences in God. Well, I thought, I'm going back down there tomorrow and see what happens. So I come back down here, climb up on the roof, carried a notebook with me. How many knows you? I knew it was going to start ringing. I carried a notebook. Yep. Started ringing. And I'm like, whoo, yeah, I done got me a revelation here, by God. I mean, when I need, go down there and give. Praise the Lord. Y'all liable to come in here all hair blowing up by next Saturday, the heat and cooling system. Ha ha. Woo, we done believed it in. Y'all didn't know it? Sold $100 and God brought us about an $8,000 unit and they donated it. Praise God. I should call them back and say, hey, what about the labor? I didn't think about it. I would have kidded with them. I'd have said, hey, what about the labor, man? Y'all reckon y'all could donate some labor? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm believing God for your house. Some people think they can't have a house. They can't see no way to get a house. That's where the body comes in. That I would leave church, and I'm going to close with this. I'd leave church, and I had one deacon. He'd get on my nerves. Yeah, y'all ever had anybody in church get on your nerves? Don't raise your hand. Every church has sandpaper. I told my pastor one time, I said, what is wrong with that idiot? He said, don't call him an idiot. Well, I hadn't learned yet, you know. I'm just young, and I'm like, what's wrong with that idiot? You know, and he said, don't call him an idiot. It's okay. He said, because every church needs sandpaper like that. And I thought, my God, I'd get rid of that sandpaper. Get some finer sandpaper, not one that's so rough. You know, but you know what? God used that man to cause me to grow and to develop and all that. Then one, he'd meet me at the door and he'd say, Brother Scotty, and I'm telling you, Dave, and all of y'all, he'd meet me at the door and start it out and he'd say, Brother Scotty, you got the bullets. You've got the ammunition. I left one time and I got in the car and I thought, what in the world is he talking about? Got the bullets. You know, got ammunition. I don't know what he's talking about, you know. And then I'd go out and cast out a devil, and I'm like, oh, I got it. I started putting two and two together, praise God. But see, what was he doing? He was encouraging me to think about, I've got everything that it takes to be successful. I've got everything that it takes already in Christ Jesus to make me the man that I'm supposed to be. Hallelujah. And he would tell me, you can do all things through Christ Jesus who's strengthening you. Had another old man stand there, he'd say, I'd be like, God, use me, God, use me, God, use me. Don't be afraid to say, God, use me. Like he's going to make you work a little late one evening. Going to kind of mess your routine up. Don't consider all of that stuff, man. Babies do that. Aubrey, I said, you want to go to the garden? She said, I'm going to go out to work. I'm like, you just messed up going to the garden. I like detail stuff. Stay out of that, man. You enjoy. You can eat a cucumber while you're down there. I don't like cucumber. But my point was, don't get into all that detail stuff. How God going to work it out? How's he going to do it? How's he going to bring more than enough? How's he going to pay me a house? How am I going to get a house? I can't afford it. Blah, blah. You got to get rid of all of that and say, God is my God, and I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. I can have everything that God says I can have. I can do everything that God says that I can do. I can be everything that God says that I can be. In that Bible, devil in flesh, you might as well shut up. Hallelujah. I'm believing for breakthroughs for you. Family members impossible? Nope. I'm believing God for my whole family in this building. praise God. I'm believing for it. I'm not going to believe him out of the will of God, but I told the Lord, I went, Teresa, I ain't going to that church. God ain't told me about going to that church down there. I went to God and I said, hey, you got a problem. I said, God, I'm not going to tell her. You got to speak to my wife, Lord. I need her to go with me, praise God. And I didn't say nothing to her, praise God. And then before you know it, she said, well, I believe the Lord spoke to me. And I said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you.